Welcome to the Ultimate Insurance Agency Podcast. Planet of the Agents.
Planet of the Agents.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Planet of the Agents. Thank you so much for joining me here. I am your host, of course, Dave Baker. Now, if it's your first time listening to the show or watching to the show, of course, make sure that you have subscribed, because that is how you're going to get notified about every single new episode, and I know you can't wait just like I can. Of course, you just want to click that little like button, click the follow button, click the download button, click the heart, you know, click all the buttons, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on Apple Podcasts or any of those apps that you use like Spotify, Stitcher, or anything else. Now, before I get started on today's episode, I also wanted to mention something else, which is a new site where there are social events for insurance agents. Yes, I said social events. Okay, I'm not just talking about conventions, meetings, seminars, things where you have to dress up and be all sorts of fancy. And that website is insurancesocials.com. Again, that is insurancesocials.com. There is an upcoming event in Las Vegas, and there are some others that are being scheduled as we speak. So make sure to go over to insurancesocials.com and sign up to get the announcement for when an event comes to your neighborhood. If you've listened to any of my shows or watched the YouTube show where I talk about how much I love convention season, not only do I mention that I like the opportunity to meet with carriers in person because I love face-to-face interaction, but also what I love is the social aspect where I get to network and talk to other insurance agents. And what happens there is I come up with some ideas here and there, or I just kind of get a feel for what's going on in the industry in different places, which ideally will lead me to a solution for anything that I'm working on or dealing with. So that's why I think it's important to communicate with other insurance agents, simply, if nothing else, because it helps you to come up with ideas. And yes, from time to time, you're allowed to do a little venting. I actually receive a lot of venting from people where they tell me about their day. I'm not going to use the word complaining because we're heavily focused on positivity if you listen to this show, okay? And today, I want to talk about something that I think is positive, and that is a strategy for dealing with customers or clients or leads that often just say no, or where you're at a point where you get stuck in the conversation. So something I've been hearing from people and that I frequently actually think about is, what do you do in situations where the client or the lead, and this usually we're going to be talking about a lead or you might call a prospect, what do you do in situations where they keep bombarding you with questions and you're constantly having to come up with the answers? So one example I could think of might be, why do I need to add this coverage to my policy? Let's say, for example, let me give you two different examples, actually. So on personal lines coverage, for example, someone might say, well, why do I need to add service line coverage? Or why do I need to add water seepage or water backup coverage? I don't want to pay the extra money. And part of the reason might be that they don't see the value in it, or they don't actually understand it, right? Now, on a commercial lines policy, let's talk about something similar. Somebody might say, well, why do I need to add the endorsement for cyber liability or for some form of EPLI to my general liability policy, my BOP policy, or my commercial package policy? They might not, again, see the value in it. Then there are additional questions that might frequently come up when you're doing business. And I mean, there are just countless questions, obviously, most of you could probably think of. And what I want you to do is not just think of them. I want you to start this week or sometime soon, and there's no time like the present. I want you to start compiling a list of the frequently asked questions that you receive. You might notice that when you go to a lot of websites, you see the letters FAQ, which means frequently asked questions. So why, if big companies are using frequently asked questions lists, why are you not using them? Isn't this an interesting question? Now, I'm not just talking about posting an FAQ on your website, because depending on who you're dealing with, obviously the answers might pertain differently to different potential customers. For example, one homeowner's customer might have a question that only applies in their neighborhood or their state, right? Because different states are going to have different policy terms potentially. In the business world of commercial insurance, well, there are certainly answers that cannot pertain to all businesses. For example, you might have an exclusion for one class of business that you simply do not have for another type of business. So what I'm looking to do when I talk about this is, one, make your job easier, but also make it more efficient. I constantly hear people tell me that they waste countless hours on customer service and it doesn't give them any time to make any money through sales. But think about this. When you actually have the opportunity to make a sale, how much time are you wasting thinking about the answer to a question that you've received repeatedly? Let me repeat what I just said. I said thinking about the answer. Now, I know some of you seasoned veterans out there, some of you who have been in the industry for a long time, can quickly provide an answer without any thinking because you've recited it many, many times and you have it perfectly memorized. That's some of you. That's not everybody. And that might not be your staff or your team or whatever you like to call the people that work for you or with you in your business. So rather than spending time constantly thinking about the answer or having someone on your team come to you and ask you the same question over and over or ask you a series of different questions, why not try something that I have done, which is the following. I compile a list of frequently asked questions. When someone who works with me or is on my team or even a producer, because I do work a lot on the wholesale side of the industry. For those of you who don't know, I do work as a wholesaler, meaning that I work with insurance agents. And if you'd like to learn more about that, I invite you to go to yesbaker.com. That's YESBAKER.com. So let me start over because I threw that in there. Okay. What I do is I compile a list of questions that I receive frequently. And as new questions come up, I tell the people around me, put the new question that you received for which you did not know the answer immediately or that required a more lengthy answer on this list. It's like a shared document. Then I come up with the answer in the best terms that I can. Obviously, sometimes it requires some customization because not everything is the same. There are some of you out there who are fortunate enough to sell the same product over and over in a very specific niche, and that'll make it much easier. So on this shared document, I have the answer in both an email format and if speaking, sometimes I'll add a few different notes because obviously when you email something, it's not the spoken word. It's a little bit different. But let's think of one example of a sample question or a statement that you want to use to clarify things to the client or distinguish yourself or the product or policy that you are selling with your lead. So one example might be, here is something that you really want to pay attention to if you're comparing other quotes that you're getting in your industry. Okay, one example that I can think of is in businesses that involve animals with general liability insurance. For example, I will hear people say that they just want to purchase a one-day policy for something involving an animal. Perhaps it's a dog show, or I don't know, it could be something like a pony ride they take to a festival. And they'll say something like, well, I've seen quotes on the internet where I can just buy a one-day policy, and it's called a special event policy, and, you know, it's $100, but you're telling me your quote is $2,000 or $3,000, and I have to buy an annual policy. So what you can do is make a kind of a preemptive strike and let them know something like this. I've given you this quote, but by the way, if you happen to be looking online and you notice these things called special event policies, make sure that you understand all the exclusions because one common exclusion could be something like an animal liability exclusion, meaning that if any injuries result from an animal that are caused to a human or any property damage that is caused, that will not be covered. Now, I have to give a little disclaimer here. I'm just giving you a simplistic example. I am not defining what an animal liability exclusion is. This is just a hypothetical situation, and this is obviously for educational reasons. So that statement right there might catch someone off guard quickly and create a change in their thinking. For example, something like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that even existed. Hence why they're speaking to you, an insurance professional, right? So what I do is I like to, if possible, bring up some of the key issues that have come up over and over again when people say, well, I found a cheaper quote or I found a better quote. I often don't know what the term better quote means. Do they mean more coverage at a more competitive or lower price? Is this common? So that's one way to use your pre-made answer list. Now, in the old days, people would call these things something like a rebuttal card, where they would have a little box with cards in it, note cards, you know, 3x5 cards, where you would have rebuttals to commonly asked questions. Now, what you can do is also have those available. I prefer a shared document because you can update that information on an as-needed basis, right? If you have just note cards or a printed piece of paper and you have a large group of people working with you, you would constantly have to update those in a manual fashion. And while I understand that some of us still preferred printed materials because it feels nice to hold in your hand, it's nice to have it on your desk, it's beautiful to have this reference that you can just pick up, it is ultimately easier in most cases to use a shared online document. And most of you have access to some form of cloud system from pretty much everyone I've talked to, whether it's Google Drive or Dropbox or something similar. So by doing this, what I think you're doing is not only reducing wasted time and increasing your efficiency, but it's also reducing your mental stress from having to constantly come up with an answer. If you already have the answer and you've taken the time in advance to craft the answer, well, to me, it seems like that would really help your business. That would be more logical and it would be more efficient. Additionally, something I really like about this concept is that you will have everybody on the same page. Like, this is our company way of responding. This is our standard operating procedure. We disclose the following. We tell you this information. For example, another thing that you can have is a rebuttal to a competitor's quote. Now, first of all, if somebody says to you, well, I have another quote and it's at a better price. And I know we're not all focused on being price sensitive, but that is something that customers bring up. So you do have to adapt to it, okay? In this situation, someone might say, well, I have a quote from ABC company and your quote is from XYZ company and it's much cheaper. And you could say something like this. Well, I'm familiar with that company, and although I cannot see that quote and I don't directly represent them and I don't know exactly what you're looking at, does it happen to have this exclusion on the policy? Could you pull up the quote and look and see if you see these key terms on there? And the person might then see this exclusion. And you can say, ah, well, on the quote that I'm giving you, we don't have that exclusion. And isn't that a key risk for your industry? Isn't that one of your primary concerns when purchasing this insurance? Again, that will get someone thinking. Additionally, in my personal opinion, that also shows that you have knowledge of the product. And of course, I hope all of you do have good knowledge of the product. I think it's very valuable to read policies in full and be very familiar with policy forms. It really can help you. And this might apply more to commercial lines than personal lines because many personal lines policies are admitted with more standardized forms, but things are certainly changing in some markets, especially those of you who live on the two coasts. If you live in Florida or you sell insurance in Florida for property or you sell insurance on the Gulf Coast or on the East Coast, the Atlantic Seaboard, or now in California. I know a lot of California agents are constantly chiming in about new exclusions and things they're seeing because they are now selling surplus lines policies to homeowners. This might be a new experience for you. And while I understand it's painful, in some respects, because there's more paperwork, just remember, there is money in inefficiency, okay? If people could just go online and do everything, it's not a question of whether they would need you or not. It's a question of whether they would go through you. Sure, they need you for your knowledge. I can appreciate that. I value you as an insurance agent. I believe the people value me when they speak to me. In fact, they actually tell me that. And I'll be honest, it feels good. It's nice. But a lot of people go online first, and that is reality. And you probably do that with some things in your life as well. So the takeaway from this episode is to create efficiency and standardization and to make sure that everyone in your company is on the same policy, consider creating a shared document with answers to commonly asked questions. Try to prepare it additionally in a form where you can email the answer to somebody in case that they send you a question by email. If they're on the phone, obviously they can read that to them. But this type of thing can help reduce not only time spent on a task or time spent with a potential lead that you could be spending again on the next customer or on doing something that will benefit your business more, but additionally, it will reduce the amount of time and energy that you are spending thinking about it. Have you ever heard of something called decision fatigue? You might want to look that up. It's where you've made so many decisions during the day that by the end of the day, you're pretty much drained. Some people say this is why people will go get takeout for dinner rather than going home to cook, because they don't want to think about it. This is a reason some people do meal prep. This is a reason some people write out their schedule in the morning, or write out the day before, or they pick their clothing the night before. I actually learned about picking out my clothing the night before from a family member and someone who inspired me, so I appreciate him. But now, in this modern world where you're competing with the internet, where you're competing with people who have access to agents that are no longer in their local town, yes, listen to this. Think about this for a second. In the old days, someone might walk into your office and they would only have access to the agents that were conveniently located, let's say within 20 miles. But today, because of the internet and the way products are distributed and the fact that you're competing against not only direct writers, but some of your own carriers that are directly competing against you by either owning their own agency that sells their product or owning their own independent agency. Wow, I'm stopping for a second. Did you hear what I just said? Some of the carriers that you represent own their own agencies that sell other carriers' products. Okay, you're competing with that too. So it's time to distinguish yourself and also make your business a little bit easier. Now, in a future episode, I want to talk about distinguishing yourself, differentiating yourself from the crowd. And I think that's something that you're going to want to do more and more. And there are several different ways you can do that. I'm going to also touch on something that I found very funny when I was talking to someone at an event or in my office complex where they were talking about getting leads and the best ways to do that. And this is really funny because I was describing to them ways to do things in dating, such as, you know, in my case, maybe, you know, meeting a woman that I would like to meet. And I was telling them key steps. And then that person said to me, "Wow, everything you just told me is the same as what I read in a business book about how to get potential leads, how to draw in customers." And I said, "Well, that's actually the method I use in my business. And now I'm just carrying it over to try it in my personal life." So that will probably be a very different type of episode, which we won't go into too much detail on Planet of the Agents here, but it's just so interesting how things carry over from business and personal life, because a lot of it has to do with attraction, like attracting customers, attracting leads or prospects, whatever you like to say at your agency. And I think that when you really think about these things, like some of you who play sports, for example, you might have a more rigorous schedule. Those of you who work out, you might have a defined schedule. You might do things in a defined way with a pattern that you do over and over. So why aren't you doing that in your business? That's a question you might want to ask yourself as you continue your journey onto being an incredible insurance agent. Now, before I sign off today, I just want to remind you to please subscribe to the newsletter at planetoftheagents.com, where I'm going to continue to share some ideas with people. And there is a membership section as well, and I'll be putting more information on that. Check the link in the bio, by the way, for insurancesocials.com, where you can sign up to get information on that as well. And if you'd like to reach out to me, just go to planetoftheagents.com, and you can click the contact button, and you can send me a message. Let me know what you'd like to see in a future episode. Let me know, by the way, do you listen on the podcast or in your car, or are you watching the videos on YouTube? I'm very curious to see how you prefer to receive my content. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Planet of the Agents, and I will see you all in the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Planet of the Agents. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And head over to our website at planetoftheagents.com to sign up for our newsletter and get even more information on how to grow your insurance agency.